I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Live breaking news about this community and the changing world around us. Get important news and moments of encouragement on the KSL News Radio app. Brought to you by Any Hour Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. This is Utah's news station.
Glad you're with us. I'm Jeff Kaplan, KSL's top story on the 5 o'clock report. Some major changes to the way Salt Lake City Police Department uses canine officers. This stems from a complaint over excessive force from a man who says dogs bit him while he was complying. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has details.
I'm on the ground. Why are you biting me?
Salt Lake Mayor Erin Mendenhall says she's deeply concerned the top leadership of the Salt Lake City Police Department didn't know about this incident until an article was published about it. Deputy Chief Jeff Kendrick says their internal affairs office never got a complaint about it.
We would prefer that that would have happened so we could have done this review.
Kendrick says one officer is on leave and they have launched an internal investigation now. In the meantime, dogs will not be used to apprehend suspects, but they will continue with their regular duties.
They'll still be looking for explosives. They'll still be sniffing for narcotics.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 501, a notice to a handful of homeowners in the Daybreak area has generated a firestorm of response after it hit social media. KSL News Radio's Mark Chuke reports.
That notice asked the homeowners to remove their Black Lives Matter signs from their yards. Instead, some of them posted the notices on Twitter yesterday, generating a rapid response and prompting an apology from the association today. Homeowners say there's nothing in the bylaws regulating such signs. In a notice of the eight homeowners, the association says the notices were placed in error. Mark Juke, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 502. Kamala Harris and Joe Biden made their first appearance together today. Here's Todd Fuchs with the story.
Jeff, the Biden and Senator Harris set the tone for the next couple of months at their first campaign appearance. Your voice, your vote, 2020. Lindsay Ertz reports from the KSL Elections Desk.
Biden touting Harris before she took the mic in Delaware.
Kamala, as you all know, is smart. She's tough. She's experienced. She's a proven fighter for the backbone of this country.
Harris tipping her hat to the women who paved the way before her and says everything is on the line this November.
Everything we care about, our economy, our health, our children, the kind of country we live in. It's all on the line.
Both of them taking aim at President Trump, Harris saying his virus response is why the nation has the most infections in the world. From the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Talks in Congress are stalled over a stimulus package. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Todd, as of this afternoon, there are no scheduled talks on more coronavirus relief funding. President Trump is blaming the Democrats, saying they are asking for too much.
They've asked for a ridiculous $3.5 billion, that's billion, for universal mail-in voting, a system riddled by fraud and corruption.
On the Senate floor, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says it's not over yet.
Republicans will fight until we actually get an outcome.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she's asked Republicans to meet in the middle, saying Americans will die if stimulus talks drag into late September. More than 1,000 students and dozens of staffers are under a two-week quarantine across several schools in Georgia's Cherokee County District. At least 59 staff and students have tested positive for COVID-19, and parents aren't happy.
If I could afford to move out of Gwinnett County, I would, just to put my kids in a different school district.
School officials in that county also reported trouble with their portal during the first day of digital learning. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
coronavirus, the Utah response.
Two more Utahns have died from COVID-19. That total now at 351 since the start of the pandemic. But new cases week by week are still settling lower. The Utah Department of Health is reporting 338 new cases this afternoon for nearly 45,000 in total. The state's seven-day rolling average now stands at 389 new cases per day, and there are 200 people currently hospitalized. The American Academy of Pediatrics says 36 children have been treated for coronavirus in Utah hospitals, with some ending up in the ICU. Dr. Jennifer Brinton says some of her patients at Primary Children's do have issues afterwards, like multi-system inflammatory syndrome.
A lot of the teens who can let us know how they feel don't feel like they're back to normal, even when their lung symptoms improve. And then again, we have the children coming several weeks after their COVID infections who have the inflammatory disease who can be quite ill.
Dr. Brinton says kids can get COVID from family members or out in the community, so it's a good idea for them to mask up too. KSL News Time 5:05.
First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report. We're brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. And here's Ricky Meese.
We have a closure of both directions. State Street at about 7500 South in Midvale due to a gas leak in the area. You got to avoid this area and use an alternate route. A small crash westbound SR-201 at Bangor Highway, but it's out of traffic on the shoulder. Also a new accident southbound I-15 prior to 7200 South. They've moved it to the left shoulder, but it is part of the delays backing into Murray. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thank you, Ricky. The 5 o'clock report is brought to you by Any Hour Services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air, anyhourservices.com. KSL News Time 5:06, and back to Todd Fuchs.
KSL Sports, the football game between Bingham High and Weber High Friday night has been canceled because of COVID-19. The Jordan School District confirming three of its players from Bingham High have tested positive for the virus. A physical education teacher says the pandemic is a challenging time for their profession. Darby Freeland from Copper Hills High says phys ed departments have been instructed to focus on pure fitness and less sports initially.
As long as we can go outside for the first part of the year, doing different activities with our kids, trying to keep within those standards of social distancing.
She tells Live Mike with Lee Lonsberry that they're worried about funding and constantly getting new updates on procedures. Well, any hopes for a BYU Big 12 football game in 2020 are fading fast. The Big 12 Conference unveiled their first look at the 2020 schedule, and BYU isn't in any of the non-conference spots. KSL sports writer Mitch Harper says Cougar fans shouldn't expect any games with the Big 12, nor should they expect a game against Nebraska in the Big 10, even though that school wants to play.
It said they'll explore all options to maybe play a season, but the problem is that the Big 10 commissioners come out and said that if Nebraska goes out on their own and plays their own season, they're no longer a member of the Big Ten Conference.
Harper says Notre Dame still owes BYU a game, but the game would have to be played in Indiana, and BYU really wants to play the Irish in Provo. President Trump, in a White House briefing this afternoon, says he's had many conversations with key college players, and they stand united.
A lot of fantastic people I got to speak to, athletes, leaders. They want to play football. Let them play.
And a member of the We Stand United campaign on the Utah Utes says he's not too sure what happens next. A lot of Utes fans are disappointed this morning after the Pac-12 canceled fall sports. This is Utah offensive lineman Nick Ford on KSL's Unrivaled.
Whatever the NCAA and Pac-12 says, whether we can practice or not, as of right now, Utah, we're finishing out our week working out and practicing, and then next week we're off, and then we'll go from there.
He says they have to wait for the rules to come out that will indicate whether or not it's safe to play in the spring. KSL News Time is 5:08. Time for Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, brought to you by Any Hour Services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air, anyhourservices.com.
Joe Biden knew who he wanted all along, but there were concerns about Kamala Harris within the Biden campaign that younger, left-leaning Democrats might reject her because she was a prosecutor. One of Biden's most trusted allies, Senator Christopher Dodd, reportedly said that Harris is too ambitious and might throw the boss under the bus to burnish her own chances for 2024. Women in the campaign went ballistic, complaining that men are applauded for being ambitious, but women have to play by a different set of rules. But Biden, who met with 11 women for the job, knew who he wanted all along, the one the Trump campaign didn't want. Yesterday, the president said, bring it.
She was my number one pick. I mean, she was, as they would say, because hopefully you'll start college football, she was my number one
draft pick.
Axios reports the Trump campaign was hungering for communist Karen Bass or spion Susan Rice, figures that could easily be branded with Trump nicknames that could stick. The president's trying out phony Kamala Harris. He's already called her nasty, and he'll make his case over the next 82 days. And 56 days from now, the vice presidential candidates will be here in Salt Lake at the U for a socially distant debate between Mike Pence and the newly anointed Kamala Harris.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. We have a new accident in addition to another crash that we have near the same spot. This is going to be southbound I-15. You've got a crash right after 53rd South as you're approaching the I-215 South Belt Junction. Right lanes are blocked, and that's causing stop-and-go delays back to 4500 South and Murray. After that, you've got another crash. It's over to the left shoulder prior to 7200 South. Even though it's out of traffic, it's still adding to the slowdown. So right now, southbound I-15 in Salt Lake County really jammed up and slow between 4500 and about 7500 South. A small accident on the 21st South Freeway going westbound, but it's mostly out of traffic on the right shoulder at Bangor Highway, so no delays in the area there. Michelle?
Well, again, heads up for drivers if you're trying to drive near the Cedar Ford area, SR 73. A fire is affecting the roadway, and they're asking people to please stay away from the area while they get this under control. Southbound I-15, seeing some slowing as you're going over the point of the mountain toward 2100 North in Lehigh, and these backups are pretty big on Bangor Highway at this point due to construction between 54 and 6200 South. Steve?
Not an easy drive in Davis County with solid slowdowns on northbound I-15 all the way from Shepherd Lane and Kaysville up to Roy. And if you're traveling the southbound side, not much better. Backups Riverdale to Roy. Northbound 89 bogged down Main to 200 North through Fruit Heights and at SR 193 up to the I-84 ramps. And we have backups on eastbound I-84 approaching Highway 89. Any Hour Services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air. Over 8,000 Google reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Google Any Hour Services or visit anyhourservices.com. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Here's Dan Guthrie with the hourly forecast on the 5 o'clock report, an hour-by-hour description as we head toward Thursday.
Temperatures this afternoon topping out in the mid-lower 90s. It's where we should be for this time of year. And as for this evening, we'll keep the clear skies with us. Those clouds that are out there will dissipate as we head into the overnight hours. And we'll just have temperatures heading back down to lows of around 70 degrees by Thursday morning. But we are going to see temperatures heating up for the rest of the week and into the weekend with triple digits on their way back. With the hourly forecast at 5 o'clock, I'm Dan Guthrie at the KSL Weather Center.
We have 92 degrees and a gentle breeze in Salt Lake City. KSL News Time 5:12 and an update on the Cedar Fort fire, which just broke out maybe within the past hour. It was 5, and now we're hearing reports that it's up to 35 acres with structures threatened. That's near Cedar Fort around the area of Eagle Mountain. Stay with us for the very latest here at KSL News Radio. A new guilty plea today in the college admissions cheating scandal. Here's ABC's Aaron Katursky.
Nikki Williams was the proctor on the take. She used to administer the SAT and ACT exams at a public high school in Houston. Federal prosecutors said she was bribed by Rick Singer, the mastermind of the college admissions cheating scheme, to allow another co-conspirator, Mark Riddell, to secretly take the tests in place of the students whose parents had paid. Williams then returned the falsified exams to the ACT and the College Board for scoring. She agreed to plead guilty to a conspiracy count, and the government agreed to recommend a light sentence. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
The state health department is promising to help speed up COVID-19 testing turnaround times here in Utah. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards reports.
A state audit found that different providers can turn around a test in just over 24 hours to more than 72 hours. And auditors want those times to get shorter and for providers to be more transparent. There is a concern about the results getting back to the provider, but then they don't know how long that's getting to the actual patient. The audit wants to see a commission of healthcare providers work on recommendations. The state health department says they will implement changes by the end of August. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
One of the stories we're following on the 5 o'clock report, a new study shows that neck gaiters may be worse than not wearing a mask at all. KSL News Radio's Kira Hoffelmeyer has more on this study. Kira, why are the neck thingies worse.
So, Jeff, the study from Duke University says the neck gaiter, also known as a neck fleece, may actually mean more droplets are expelled than with another kind of mask. Researchers say it has nothing to do with the actual, like, gaiterness of that, but it's actually what it's made with. So fleece apparently breaks up those big particles that can come out of your mouth into many, many little particles, making the spread worse. They found that most cotton cloth or surgical style masks are effective at limiting the spread of respiratory droplets when someone is speaking as opposed to when they're fleece. More research does need to be done to vet these findings, but those are the sort of this initial group of findings from Duke University, Jeff.
I didn't know they were called neck gaiters, but I had bought two of them. Now they're just going to sit. Thanks a lot, Kira. Trending right now on social media, Douglas Emhoff. Ever hear of him? Ever? Well, you will. He's married to Kamala Harris. Douglas Emhoff is a lawyer in the entertainment industry in Los Angeles. Aside from his various international clients, he once represented, are you ready? The Taco Bell Chihuahua. Well, at least the ad agency that came up with the commercial. Close enough. KSL News Time 5:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
homelessness in Utah has gone up 12% this year. While there are several reasons why that may be, there's some good news. Veteran homelessness has been cut in half. I'm KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce.
Second, this Cedar Fort fire is now up to 35 acres. Fire officials say it's growing fast because of the wind, and building structures, rather, are threatened. Stay with us. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot, we're brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards.
Well, Jeff, I'm afraid we're back to emergency traffic. This is due to a crash blocking right lanes of traffic. Southbound I-15 approaching the I-215 South Belt Junction. Solid delays are back to 4500 South Murray. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Temperatures heading back near triple digits for the weekend. I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
92 degrees. Now, KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Dave Packer. Today, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris for the first time appearing together as running mates.
I asked Kamala to be the last voice in the room, to always tell me the truth, which she will, challenge my assumptions if she disagrees, ask the hard questions, because that's the way we make the best decisions for the American people.
Harris wasting no time attacking the incumbent, accusing President Trump of inaction during the pandemic.
His refusal to get testing up and running, his flip-flopping on social distancing and wearing masks, his delusional belief that he knows better than the experts.
The two speaking from Biden's hometown of Wilmington, Delaware. ABC's Mark Remillard is there.
Biden and Harris looking to draw contrast, not between themselves as they did during the primary, but contrast between their campaign and President Trump's, focusing on an optimism for the American dream. Biden says that America is about possibility and people are limited only by their imaginations. Both Biden and Harris stressing to voters the importance of this election.
Our children, the kind of country we live in. It's all on the line.
Meanwhile, President Trump this afternoon blaming Democrats for holding up a new stimulus package and unemployment benefits.
Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi are holding the American people hostage over money for their radical left-wing agenda.
But signs that both sides could resume negotiations. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin calling House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on the phone today.
In a statement issued Wednesday afternoon, Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer accused Mnuchin and the Trump administration of refusing to budge on their position that the package be limited to $1 trillion. Democrats say they're willing to shave a third off the $3 trillion bill that passed the House in May, but want Republicans to meet them in the middle. Adam Kelsey, ABC News, Washington.
And you're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth.
Coronavirus and classrooms. Special coverage on Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News.
Students all over Utah go back to school over the coming days, and Governor Herbert feels confident we're doing it the right way. He joined KSL's David Dujanovic this morning, the governor saying all that can be done is being done.
Masks are mandatory for all people involved in the school. That includes not only the students, but teachers, principals. Anybody who visits the school has to wear a mask. We're going to be practicing social distancing where it's possible, cleaning of flat surfaces, hand washing, all the hygiene protocols that we've talked about. We're going to have assigned seating where people will have to sit in an assigned seat, and you'll have a cohort of students together, which will also eat together and will stagger the times in the lunchroom. The list goes on and on.
The governor's also acknowledging there's no way to completely eliminate risk in schools.
There's all kinds of risk out there in life. And if we don't have school, our teenagers are going to go out there and get together in the neighborhoods. And they can spread the virus that way. So there's no such thing as no risk. It's a matter of minimizing the risk. By the way, there is a significant downside to not having school, getting an education, the future ramifications of that to their ability to be a productive member of society, to get a job, are in fact acute. So, again, act like, well, if we have risk, we go to school. We don't have risk if we stay home. Is a false choice.
Washington County School District is the first to go back to school. Classes there start tomorrow. KSL News Time 519. This is emergency traffic. We're brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. Listen, here's Ricky Meese.
Southbound I-15, a crash with possible injuries blocking at least two, maybe three right lanes of traffic as you're approaching the I-215 junction. And that is what's causing your stop and go delays back to about 3500 South. Once you're past that and past 72nd, you're going to see much better speeds. But this delay alone is going to take you an extra 15 to maybe even 25 minutes to get through. Also, now starting to see some traffic building with speed slowing down westbound SR 201 as you're passing 5600 West into Magna. Michelle?
Well, again, we're bogged down. This is southbound Bangor Highway due to construction between 5400 6200 South. Making your way into Utah County, also a bit of a rough ride as you're coming over the point of the mountain approaching SR 92 Temp Highway. Then you're seeing pretty good speeds, I-15 through the rest of Utah County. And don't forget about SR 73 by Cedar Fort. Fire is affecting the roadway out there where they're asking you to please avoid it. Steve?
Northbound 15 running at the speed limit from downtown Salt Lake City, but pretty rough in Davis County this afternoon. Packed in all the way from Shepherd Lane to Kaysville up through Roy. Plus slowdowns on the southbound side, Riverdale to Clearfield. Northbound Highway 89, also very busy, tight from Main Street to 200 North and Fruit Heights, and from SR 193 up to those I-84 ramps. And we have a crash on eastbound I-84 near Howell in Box Elder County on the right shoulder. Schedule your free hearing exam and a risk-free trial of the latest hearing aid technology. Call My Hearing Centers, 801-701-1629, 701-1629. Steve Carlson from the KSL Traffic Center.
Let's check the 7-day forecast with Dan Guthrie.
Sunny skies continue for the rest of the week, and temperatures are going to start to heat up once again, heading to that unseasonable warmth we've been seeing here over the last couple of weeks. Average highs 92, and we're not going to be anywhere near it for the day on Thursday, up to 96, Friday up to 96, and Saturday up to 97, Sunday up to 101, Monday up to 100, and then we drop back down into the upper 90s on Tuesday and Wednesday, thanks to a little bit of moisture moving in, which means we'll get to see a few more clouds than we have been. For the first half of next week. I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
92 degrees. We have breaking news on KSL News Radio. We're getting word of another new fire starting this afternoon. South Jordan Fire confirms the start off Mountain View Corridor near 118th South. KSL's Chopper 5 is flying over that fire, and while it's hard to estimate the size, it appears bigger than the Cedar Fort fire burning in Utah County. And again, it's burning fast. We're working to learn more from fire officials. At last report, the Cedar Fort fire, which does threaten structures, is at about 35 acres. Stay with us for the very latest to KSL News Radio. You've been listening to the 5 o'clock report brought to you by Any Hour Services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air, anyhourservices.com. KSL News Time, 5:23.
This is Derek Miller speaking on business. During this coronavirus pandemic, we have two absolute priorities. First, to keep ourselves safe, along with our friends, neighbors, and loved ones. Second, to support an environment where the economy can remain viable. To promote these priorities while cherishing our right to self-determination, the Salt Lake Chamber and Utah Department of Health have partnered with organizations throughout Utah to launch Stay Safe to Stay Open. It's a simple but powerful campaign that allows businesses to let their customers know that they have pledged to follow 7 important guidelines to protect employees and the public. These businesses have pledged to conduct temperature checks before work and stay home when sick. Wash hands frequently and avoid touching the face and eyes. Practice social distancing, including wearing face coverings in close common areas. Learn about high-risk groups and help protect them. Cover the mouth when coughing or sneezing. Clean high-touch surfaces frequently and follow public health guidance as updated. To learn more about the pledge in which businesses are participating, please go to stayopenutah.com. You will find a searchable database of restaurants, stores, and other businesses you can trust to have a safe environment. Those businesses can also be clearly identified by colorful Stay Safe to Stay Open signage. Working together, we can get through the coronavirus, and it all begins at stayopenutah.com. I'm Derek Miller with the Salt Lake Chamber, and this is Speaking on Business.
My name is Fred Syrett. I'm the president of Ruby's Incorporated. This is my story. We were actually ahead of last year. We were doing a great business. When they closed the park, our business pretty much stopped. We had to make some adjustments. Zions Bank has been excellent to work with. Really, they're an excellent bank. I appreciate any banker that's willing to step up and say, we've got your back.
Zions Bank, a division of Zions Bank Corporation, N.A., member FDIC.
We're chatting with Dr. Enoch Cox from My Hearing Centers. Enoch, hearing aids have changed.
You better believe they have. The technology we have today is 350% better than what we had just a few months ago.
So My Hearing Centers is on the cutting edge.
We are actually able to help somebody with a moderate hearing loss hear better in challenging environments like restaurants and crowded places than somebody like me that has normal hearing.
So folks with moderate hearing loss can actually hear better in a crowd?
Absolutely right.
These are exciting. These will change lives.
I just had a patient the other day. She hasn't been able to appreciate music for 20 years. And with these new hearing aids, her kids are now asking her, Mom, why are you playing the music? We didn't even think you liked it. And one more thing, you can't even see them.
My Hearing Centers is looking for 25 people to take the 30-day challenge by trying this new technology risk-free for 30 days. Take the 30-day challenge, get a gift card to Red Lobster or Olive Garden. Call My Hearing Centers today at 801-701-1629. 801-701-1629.
We're watching Utah's Money at KSL and KSL Drives. What's the most expensive car ever sold online? Any guesses? Well, it could be this 2001 Ferrari 550 GT1. Sotheby's is auctioning off this sports car online, and it could go for $5 million. Happy with your iPhone? You might start thinking about an upgrade. Multiple tech news outlets report the iPhone 12 will be 5G compatible. Meat prices are finally easing, but there's one exception. Hot dogs. CNN Business reports wiener prices went up nearly 2.5% last month. The market went up as well, wiener prices and the Dow, on the same day, jumping 289 points, the Dow, not the hot dogs. We closed at 27,976. The S&P 500 gained 46 points. That's 1.25%. The NASDAQ gained 229 points. That's a 2% gain. Ford has announced a large recall of some mid-sized SUVs.
Ford says more than 500,000 2015 to 2018 Ford Edge and 2016 to 2018 Lincoln MKX vehicles may have brake issues. The automaker says some front brake hoses can rupture, causing brake fluid to leak, and that could make it more difficult to stop the vehicles. There are no known injuries as a result. Ford wants drivers to make sure they check their brake fluid and beware of any warning lights. They'll be sending out notifications for service in September. Ryan Burrow, ABC News.
When you want a brand new kitchen, there's nothing to it. There's a brand new way to do it. 3-day kitchen and bath.
Do you love your house but hate your kitchen? If you want your old kitchen or bath completely new again, totally remodeled and updated to your taste, style, and specifications in just 3 days, call 3-day kitchen and bath. And we mean a complete custom remodel from floor to ceiling in just 3 days, including a 100% satisfaction guarantee with our quality and craftsmanship where you don't pay. No hassle, no stress. We even bring our mobile showroom to you, and you'll be our guest at the Marriott while we work our magic creating your dream kitchen or bath. Call 3-Day Kitchen and Bath for your free copy of the Kitchen and Bath Remodeling Guide, plus $500 off a complete bathroom remodel with a kitchen and a free design consultation.
It's about time.
3 days or less
at 3-Day Kitchen and Bath.
You trust us for news and information in your car. Now trust us at home. KSL News Radio is your window to the outside world, keeping you informed on the coronavirus with updates every half hour, plus breaking news the minute it happens. Listen on your Amazon Echo or Google Home device. Just say, listen to KSL News Radio or download the KSL News Radio app. Text the word app to 57500. Take us home with you. KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 529. Emergency traffic is brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. And here's Ricky Meese.
A crash on southbound I-15 after 53rd South, but before the I-215 junction. Now only blocking one right lane of traffic, but you still have stop-and-go delays. Almost back to 3300 South. Michelle?
Well, now a fire is affecting Mountain View Corridor. It's closed at 110th South. You're going to want to avoid the area. Steve?
Northbound 15, good to go from Salt Lake, but ugly in Davis County. Backups, Kaysville to Roy. Flipside, southbound 15, thick Riverdale to Clearfield. Waterford Upstart will get your child ready for school. This early education program is done online at home and available to all Utah four-year-olds at no cost. Register at waterfordupstart.org. Steve Carlson from the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the nines. Your forecast now in the Weather Center. Here's Dan Guthrie.
Temperatures this afternoon in the low 90s, mid-90s in some cases. It's about right where we should be for this time of year. And clear skies out there will continue as we head overnight and into the day on Thursday, where we're going to see more of the same. But overall, we are going to notice a general warming trend for the day on Thursday. We're going to have temperatures starting off around 70 degrees, and we'll top out once again in the mid-90s. But we're on our way to triple digits by the end of the weekend. I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. It's 5:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. We have scattered clouds. It's blue sky, 92 degrees. KSL's top story. It's developing news here on KSL. Utah fire officials are responding to two different fires this afternoon. The first is the Cedar Fort fire. It's estimated at 35 acres and moving fast because there's gusty, shifting wind. Highway 73 is temporarily closed for firefighting efforts out that way. There's also a fire along Mountain View Corridor in South Jordan near 118th South. It's burning up some dry grass pretty quickly. UDOT says northbound Mountain View Corridor is closed at 110th South for firefighting efforts. Stay with us for the very latest here at KSL News Radio. It's 5:31.
The Democratic vice presidential nominee.
Joe Biden says his pick for vice president was the right one. Your voice, your vote 2020. Lindsay Ertz reports from the KSL Elections Desk.
Biden and Senator Kamala Harris on stage together for the first time.
Picked the right person to join me as the next vice president of the United States of America.
Harris says the country is crying out for leadership.
In just 83 days, we have a chance to choose a better future.
Both of them tearing into President Trump, Harris over his response to the outbreak.
There's a reason it has hit America worse than any other advanced nation. It's because of Trump's failure to take it seriously from the start.
From the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Getting kids back to school was the topic at the White House early this afternoon. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, President Trump brought together a select group of parents, students, and teachers on the reopening of schools during the pandemic. Among them was Dr. Paul Peterson, the director of education policy at Harvard.
You know, at one time, Mr. President, I thought digital learning was the future, but we have learned through this COVID crisis that we haven't got digital learning to the point where you can really engage young people. They've got to be in that classroom. They have to be with their peers.
During his daily briefing, the president said that he feels sorry for teenagers who have had to deal with the quarantine.
And I have a feeling that on November 4th, somebody's going to announce schools are open. The country's open. Everything's open. I really believe a lot of it's done for political reasons. You want to know the truth.
The president implying that Democrats are creating fear around COVID. The debate over whether to open schools rages on in Arizona. Teacher Brad Charles, who has taught biology in Queen Creek for 4 years, says he's not taking the risk. He's resigned.
I was given a doctor recommendation that I should
teach online if there was larger than 10 or 15 students in my classroom.
There are passionate arguments on both sides. Yesterday, board members voted 4-1 to resume in-person learning on August 17th. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 5:33. How are the homeless faring in this pandemic? Todd Fuchs has an update.
Jeff, we have Utah's annual report on the state of homelessness. KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce breaks down the latest numbers.
The number of Utahns who are experiencing homelessness has shot up 12% from last year, according to the latest point-in-time count from the state. Why? That's unclear. But one reason may be we're getting better at finding people living on the streets. The lack of affordable housing and supportive housing options could also be reasons. But it's not all bad news. The number of people who've had to use homeless services is down more than 5%, while it's also more likely people will stay housed once they get a place to live. And veteran homelessness has been cut in half since last year, meaning they're getting more of the services they need. Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
KSL Sports, options seem to be fading for BYU football in their search for opponents. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson reports BYU is not on the Big 12 Conference's 2020 schedule.
The schedule posted on Twitter by the Big 12 isn't exactly complete. It's their conference-only schedule. KSL Sports BYU writer Mitch Harper says four Big 12 teams have not announced their non-conference games, but he says all four of those schools have their opponents pretty much selected. The American Athletic Conference, Conference USA, and Sun Belt are considering seasons, so Harper says it is possible BYU could arrange something with them, and the ACC still has some non-conference conference openings.
For now, BYU only has three games to play: Navy, Houston, and North Alabama. So what will gym class look like in the fall? A physical education teacher says it's going to be more about just being active than playing organized games.
We're trying to avoid contact sports and using a lot of equipment. That's kind of where the struggle is, because for us, we can put them through a fitness curriculum, but, I mean, a lot of kids take a team sports class because they want to play team sports.
Darby Freeland from Copper Hills High tells Live Mike with Lee Lonsberry that they're still looking at ways to get creative to provide that team sports experience. By the way, Freeland says dodgeball is currently on the no playlist. KSL News Time, 5:35.
We have traffic trouble. Ricky, fill us in.
Okay, two hot spots that are at the top of the list. One is a closure to all traffic northbound Mountain View Corridor at 110th South in South Jordan. This is due to a roadside fire. It's just the northbound side that is closed. Our other one is a crash that's still blocking a right lane of traffic. Southbound I-15, as you're approaching the I-215 junction, you've got stop-and-go delays back to 33rd South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Coming up on KSL, do you wonder how to get on that video wall during jazz games in the bubble? Well, the answer's on the way. My Minute of News is next.
Sometimes you need the information fast. Sometimes you just need to know more. Start each day here for the fastest information. And keep listening during the day for more. KSL News Radio is Utah's all-day companion for news.
We're chatting with Dr. Enoch Cox from My Hearing Centers. Enoch, hearing aids have changed.
You better believe they have. The technology we have today is 350% better than what we had just a few months ago.
So My Hearing Centers is on the cutting edge.
We are actually able to help somebody with a moderate hearing loss hear better in challenging environments like restaurants and crowded places than somebody like me that has normal hearing.
So folks with moderate hearing loss can actually hear better in a crowd?
Absolutely right.
These are exciting. These will change lives.
I just had a patient the other day.
Uh-huh.
She hasn't been able to appreciate music for 20 years. And with these new hearing aids, her kids are now asking her, "Mom, why are you playing the music? We didn't even think you liked it." And one more thing, you can't even see them.
My Hearing Centers is looking for 25 people to take the 30-day challenge by trying this new technology risk-free for 30 days. Take the 30-day challenge, get a gift card to Red Lobster or Olive Garden. Call My Hearing Centers today at 801-701-1629. 801-701-1629.
Have you ever had your kid job shadow you? What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and I got my boy Gavin with me today.
What's up, everybody? I'm Gavin Wilson.
Easy, man. That's my line. Let me ask you a question, Gavin. Let's say you had a clogged sink or toilet. You know, water wouldn't drain down it.
Okay.
Let's say that you called a plumber out to unclog it.
Yeah.
If they couldn't unclog the drain, would you pay them?
I wouldn't want to.
Why not?
Because they didn't unclog it.
I couldn't have said it better myself. That's why at Any Hour Services, if we can't unclog your drain, the visit's free.
How much do you charge to unclog a drain?
$43.
So to unclog a drain, it's $43, and if you can't, it's free?
That's right. Unclog any drain with normal access, $43 or it's free.
$43 or it's free?
$43 or it's free. This is a special for any homeowners listening. So if water's supposed to drain down it, Any Hour Services can clear it. Sinks, showers, tubs, or toilets, and yes, even that sewer main line that connects with the city. $43 or it's free. Call Any Hour Services for details at 801-443-7700. That's
801-443-7700.
Dude.
Any Hour Services. What?
That's my line.
Oh, my bad.
KSL News Time 538. My Minute of News is brought to you by Any Hour Services Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air. AnyHourServices.com. Even if baseball bores you, I'm sure you checked out a game or two just to see what it's like, and you noticed those cardboard cutouts in the stands. The price tag to have your likeness leering at the pitcher from the front row varies from ballpark to ballpark. A cutout at Dodger Stadium is $300. Phillies fans fork over a mere $25 to be seen on TV. Some lifelong fans honor loved ones by putting a cardboard cutout of dear old dad behind the plate long past his ninth inning, and there he'll sit, never sipping a drink, never shelling a peanut, his expression frozen through the course of the game. Now, NBA games in the bubble, that's a whole nother story.
Oh, to beat the clock!
You've seen the video walls filled with live fans gazing upon the game from home, reacting in real time. Well, here's the deal. There are 320 virtual seats per game. To get on the wall, you got to be a season ticket holder for one of the teams on the court, and you have to sign a three-page waiver promising you'll avoid profanity. You log on to the NBA Content Command Center, and you see a Zoom window of all your fellow fans attending the game, and in one window, the game itself.
So that'll be it for the first half.
If you look closely, sometimes celebrities are up on that wall. Rapper Lil Wayne showed up from his couch for a Lakers game. Shaq was in the virtual stands for Bucks versus Heat. Players' wives and kids get virtual tickets as well. But when you're watching a Jazz game,
Mitchell into a reach.
Those are actual Utah season ticket holders in those video stands. So next time you watch, look up. There might be somebody you know up there.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. Good news, they have cleared the crash and open all lanes of traffic. Southbound I-15 as you're approaching the I-215 junction in Murray. The bad news is you still have stop-and-go delays back to 3300 South. This is going to be a long drive for southbounders on I-15 in Salt Lake County. That's going to tack on an extra 15 to 20, maybe even 25 minutes just to get through that stretch to your normal delay time. Now, northbound I-15 is a little heavy and slow as you're going from 90th up to 7200, and then some westbound slowing on the 21st South Freeway, 5600 west into Magna. Michelle?
Well, closed. This is northbound Mountain View Corridor, I should say, at 110 South. This is due to a fire, a different fire than the one we have going on down in Cedar Fort that's affecting SR-73. You're going to want to avoid both of these areas. Now, southbound I-15, making your way over the point of the mountain, that's a little slow as you're coming over the bend toward SR-92. Steve?
Northbound 15 running at the speed limit now from Salt Lake, but stacked and packed through Davis County. Expects thick and slow traffic between Lagoon and Roy. On the flip side, southbound I-15 sluggish from Riverdale down to Clearfield. Now, if you're on northbound Highway 89, it's also very slow as well. Main to 200 north of Fruit Heights and at SR-193 up to the I-84 ramps. Plus some delays for those traveling eastbound I-84 due to a crash way up north, about 11 miles east of Snowville. That's on the right shoulder. Durden's Appliance and Mattress in Bountiful will check all competitors' prices and offer you the lowest prices on your new appliances. Visit durdensappliance.com. Brands you know at prices you'll love. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Dan Guthrie has the KSL Allergy Report brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
Well, pollen report, looking at the conditions, mainly staying in that low to medium category in terms of our pollen count. Top allergens, though, as we make our way into the second half of the week for today and tomorrow, going to be ragweed, chenopods, as well as sagebrush. So if any of those are something that you have an issue with, they're kind of in that medium category, and they're going to head towards that medium-high category as we work our way into the second half of the week. With the pollen report, I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
It's 92 degrees, so Joe Biden introduced his running mate to the world this afternoon, formally. Big deal event. You'll hear excerpts coming up on KSL. Stay with us.
It's a camp demic at Paris RV. Whether you want to cool off in the Uintas or take on the heat in southern Utah or even the incredible scenery of Dinosaur Land and Panorama Land of eastern and central Utah, it's adventure time at Paris RV. This is the time for boating, ATVs, hiking, biking, boating, fishing, swimming, and everything that comes in between when camping in the luxury of your new or gently used RV from Paris RV. Right now, grab the kids and check out the 2021 Salem 241 BHXL Bunkhouse Travel Trailer for only $24,995. Or $265 a month, zero down. Or load up the toys with the 2021 Stryker 2613 Toy Hauler for only $39,995. Or $399 a month, zero down. Or hit the road in class with the 2021 Conquest 6237 Class C Motorhome for only $58,995. Or $499 a month, zero down. 4360 South State and 5545 South State. Or online at parisrv.com.
When it's time to have your carpets cleaned, it's time to call Zero Res. It's that simple. Whenever Dee and I notice, and they always tell me, Doug, by the time you notice, your carpets are probably overdue for a cleaning, but when you notice or when you feel it's time, all you do is just pick up the phone and call 801-288-9376. You'll be talking with the great people at Zero Res. We have done business with these folks since the very beginning of their company and absolutely rely on them. 801-288-ZERO. They are continuing to offer their lowest rates, just $33 per room cleaned. And when you schedule three rooms, Zero Res will add the fourth room for free. That's the deal that we got just several weeks ago when Richard came to clean in our home. A clean home is a healthy home, and no one cleans better than Zero Res. It's 801-288-ZERO.
Many parents today are researching the benefits of sending their child to a boarding school during the global pandemic instead of forced online learning, traditional public, or even private day school. As you research this kind of education, you'll find that Wasatch Academy, right here in Utah, is so much more than that. Founded in 1875, Wasatch Academy is more than just a preparatory school. It's a 100% inclusive school whose average class size is 12 students. Yet its campus sits on 35 acres in beautiful San Pete County, one of the safest places in the nation. Students come from throughout the world to live and attend school at Wasatch Academy, whose holistic approach to academics, the arts, a celebrated athletics program, and a tailored learning center for Generation Z is unmatched, to say the least. And college acceptance is 100%. A world-class education is just the beginning at Wasatch Academy. To learn about this and more, visit wasatchacademy.org.
Thank you for listening. We appreciate it. KSL News Time 546. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
a homeowners association apologizes for asking eight residents to remove Black Lives Matter signs from their yards. I'm KSL News Radio's Mark Chuter.
Second, a fire is burning just off Mountain View Corridor near 118th South. No estimated size on that one just yet. UDOT says northbound Mountain View Corridor is closed at 110th South for firefighting. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot. We're brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards.
That is going to be southbound I-15, where an earlier accident really snarled the drive. The crash occurred prior to the I-215 junction, and that's why we have solid slowdowns from 33rd to 7200 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Unseasonably warm air moves back in for the rest of the week. I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
Meantime, we're perched at 92 degrees in Salt Lake City now. KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
The opening salvo of the new Biden-Harris Democratic presidential ticket. The two at a joint news conference. Senator Kamala Harris launching this one at President Trump.
He inherited the longest economic expansion in history from Barack Obama and Joe Biden. And then, like everything else he inherited, he ran it straight into the ground.
President Trump speaking later, once again assailing mail-in voting.
It's going to be the greatest fraud in the history of elections. When you always talk about Russia, China, Yeah. Iran on voting. Your biggest problem is going to be with the Democrats.
Meanwhile, Puerto Rico's Supreme Court ruling today that the votes cast during a botched primary over the weekend are valid and that a second round of voting will be held August 16th at centers that never opened or did not remain open for the required 8 hours. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth.
The Joe Biden presidential campaign in-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Biden appeared with his newly picked running mate, Kamala Harris, earlier this afternoon, just a day after announcing she'd join him on the ticket. Biden says President Trump is leaving behind an economic crisis.
More than 16 million Americans, 16 million, still out of work. Donald Trump is on track to break another record. On track to leave office with the worst jobs record of any American president in modern history. But instead of doing the hard work of meeting face to face with congressional leaders, Democrats and Republicans in the White House, like every other president has done in a crisis, to get Americans the relief they need and deserve, Donald Trump is on the golf course. If I told you this 3 years ago, you'd look at me like I was being crazy. He hasn't even met with the leadership. He doesn't have time, it appears.
And Kamala Harris echoed that message when she took the podium.
Trump is also the reason millions of Americans are now unemployed. He inherited the longest economic expansion in history from Barack Obama and Joe Biden. And then, like everything else he inherited, he ran it straight into the ground. Because of Trump's failures of leadership, our economy has taken one of the biggest hits out of all the major industrialized nations, with an unemployment rate that has tripled as of today. This is what happens when we elect a guy who just isn't up for the job. Our country ends up in tatters, and so does our reputation around the world.
Harris also criticized the president for his stance on racial justice, on climate change, and the Trump administration's handling of the pandemic. You've been listening to The In-Depth at 15 and 45, KSL News Time 550, and it's Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. Here's Ricky Meese.
Well, the crash is cleared, but the delays linger. Southbound I-15, the crash occurred after 53rd South, but before the I-215 interchange. And so you're still going to see slow-and-go delays, but they don't go as far back. They at one time were at 33rd South. Now the delays stretch from 45th down to 7200 South, northbound I-15. Also a little crowded and slow as you're making your way from Sandy up to the South Interchange. Looking good on the rest of your Salt Lake County freeways. Michelle?
Well, Mountain View Corridor still closed. This is in South Jordan at 110 South due to a fire affecting the roadway in that area. This is for drivers headed northbound. You're going to want to avoid that. Now, if you're making your way southbound I-15, seeing better speeds as you're coming over the point of the mountain, but still dipping below freeway speeds as you're approaching SR-92 Temp Highway. And again, heads up for drivers that headed out towards Cedar Fort. We have another fire affecting SR-73, and you're going to want to avoid the area in Cedar Fort. Steve?
Yeah, seeing some delays into downtown Salt Lake City, northbound I-50 between 17th and 9th South. After that, stacked and slow into Davis County between the 89th split by Lagoon up to Hill Air Force Base. And still a slow go for drivers on northbound 89 between Main Street and the Park and Ride up to 200 North. Also thick at SR-193 up to I-84. Schedule your free hearing exam and a risk-free trial of the latest hearing aid technology. Call My Hearing Centers, 801-701-1629, 701-1629. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the nines. Here's the seven-day forecast with Dan Guthrie.
Sunny and hot for the rest of the week, and then as we head into next week, looks like we'll finally tap into a little bit more moisture. That should help cool temperatures heading into next week and give us a couple of clouds. But until then, the heat is on. For the day on Thursday, sunny up to 96, Friday up to 96, Saturday up to 97, and Sunday up to 101. And then again, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we'll start to get a little moisture. It pulls our high down to 100 on Monday, 99 on Tuesday, and 99 on Wednesday. I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
I mean, this qualifies for cool. It's 92 degrees in Salt Lake City. Hope you're staying cool. It's 5:53.
My name is
Jeff Kaplan.
My name is
Jeff Kaplan.
My English teacher wanted to flunk me in junior high. Thanks a lot. Next semester I'll be 35. Stop the tape. This kid needs to be live.
This is Jeff Stout with Fink & McGregor, Mortgages Made Simple. At Fink & McGregor, we do mortgages full-time. That's all we do. We don't sell other goods or services to our customers. We don't share information. We just do mortgages for those who need them. This is not true of banks or credit unions. Banks and credit unions are necessary in this day and age, but not for your mortgage. When you specialize in something, you just do it better. That's why we keep our focus in one place. If you feel like your bank is taking too long, if you feel like they are charging too much, if you feel like they are giving you the runaround, or if you feel like you just don't matter to them, I invite you to try us. You'll be glad you did. Fink & McGregor, Mortgages Made Simple, 801-264-9494. That's 264-9494. Or on the web at finkmcgregor.com. That's finkmcgregor.com.
Consumer alert! Consumer alert!
Dan the Laptop Man here from PC Laptops. There's an extremely insane computer infection called Zeus ZBot, infecting hundreds of thousands of computers across the world. This infection is super malicious because it puts you in danger by recording every keystroke you make into your computer, stealing your confidential information, including your banking passwords. You could be infected and never know until you have all your money sucked out of your bank account. At PC Laptops, we can help. If you think you've been infected or just want to be safe, please bring in your PC, no matter what brand it is, in any one of our locations right now, and we'll scan it for free. Why are we doing this for free? Because we want to impress you so much that if you or any of your friends need a computer, service, or phone repair, you come to PC Laptops first. Get into any one of our locations right now or check us out at PCLaptops.com. PC Laptops, where computers start at $799. PC Laptops, we love you!
To say this has been a unique year so far is a gross understatement. Hi, I'm Doug Wright. If you're looking for a little normalcy, something fun to get you out of the house, that delicious meal, it's waiting for you right now at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Not only will you be getting the best meal you have ever had, but you'll be supporting our local businesses in two different locations, Hotel Park City and downtown Salt Lake City. And of course, along with serving up that wonderful environment, they take such great care of you. The food prepared to perfection. They're also very, very aware of keeping you absolutely safe. Now, in Salt Lake City at the location, there's a limit of no parties larger than 10. In Summit County and Park City, up to 6. You will love the food at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Everything, dessert, entrees, side dishes. It's Ruth's Chris Steakhouse.
We're watching Utah's money. The Dow jumped 289 points today. That's slightly more than 1%. The S&P added 46 points. Look at the NASDAQ. It gained 229. It picked up more than 2% today. KSL News Time 5:57.
The RV market is raging with popularity, and Motorsportsland is here to serve all of your RV needs. Even in this time of nationwide RV shortages and buying frenzies, it's still important to be an educated buyer. You should never pay more than a dealer's advertised price with fake fees like freight, prep, or a new RV orientation. State advertising regulations do not allow dealers to charge these fees, but many still find a way to trick customers into paying thousands more than they should. Make sure to compare your potential purchases based on the final, out-the-door price. If a dealer adds thousands of dollars in so-called required fees, stand up, walk away, and come to Motorsportsland, where our advertised price already includes freight, prep, a detailed RV orientation, and even propane. Shop like a pro RV buyer and let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland, 4001 South State.
We're chatting with Dr. Enoch Cox from My Hearing Centers. Enoch, hearing aids have changed.
You better believe they have. The technology we have today is 350% better than what we had just a few months ago.
So My Hearing Centers is on the cutting edge.
We are actually able to help somebody with a moderate hearing loss hear better in challenging environments like restaurants and crowded places than somebody like me that has normal hearing.
So folks with moderate hearing loss can actually hear better in a crowd?
Absolutely right.
These are exciting. These will change lives.
I just had a patient the other day.
Uh-huh.
She hasn't been able to appreciate music for 20 years. And with these new hearing aids, her kids are now asking her, "Mom, why are you playing the music? We didn't even think you liked it." And one more thing, you can't even see them.
My Hearing Centers is looking for 25 people to take the 30-day challenge by trying this new technology risk-free for 30 days. Take the 30-day challenge, get a gift card to Red Lobster or Olive Garden. Call My Hearing Centers today at 801-701-1629. 801-701-1629.
KSL News Time 559. Triple Team Traffic is brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. Ricky, what's going on?
We still have lingering delays. Southbound I-15 in Salt Lake County stretching from 4500 South Murray to 7200 South Midvale. Michelle?
Well, we still have this closure. This is Mountain View Corridor northbound at 110th South. Steve?
And northbound 15 delays into downtown between 17th and 9th South. Davis County delays Lagoon up to Hill Air Force Base. Every day, UTA's bus operators go the extra mile. Their unmatched dedication drives us forward and connects us all together. Thank your operator at rideuta.com/thanks. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the nines. We're headed down to 69 degrees overnight. The forecast is pretty simple. Mostly sunshine, the mid-90s. Right through Sunday.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.